Learn the art of investing on MoneyWise.
It's good to have you join us on the MoneyWise podcast. Welcome to the show. This is Sheetal. Now, on previous episodes, we've brought you up to speed on the basics of savings. We've discussed mutual funds and also dwelt on the specific benefits to be accrued from SIPs. And today, we are super delighted to have with us a product head of IDFC Asset Management Company, Sirshendu Basu. And I will tell you about the subject that we have lined up for Sirshendu to tell us more about. But a bit about him before we get started. He has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry, and he is in his current capacity responsible for mutual funds and alternative product management at IDFC AMC. He's held various positions at other organizations like Standard Chartered Bank. There's also Standard Chartered Securities Limited, HSBC Invest Direct, ABN AMRO Broking, and others. So clearly, we have his expertise and his wisdom to count on this episode of MoneyWise. Thank you so much, Sirshendu, for joining us. And how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Sheetal. And thanks for a very kind introduction. Delighted to be part of MoneyWise. I've heard the earlier podcast, and those have been super informative. And I'm sure investors are, taking benefit of those pearls of wisdom from industry experts.
And those pearls of wisdom are what we look forward to from you as well, Sirshendu, today.
Yeah. We'll try to live up to that expectation.
Wonderful. We are certain you will. And, today we have a very important task on hand, which is to demystify these phrases that we've been hearing quite a bit of. If you open the papers, you'll know what they are. Large cap, small cap, and mid cap funds. Now we're about to also address that all important question which combines or comes together with these phrases, which is, which cap do we as investors don? Mid-cap, small-cap, or large-cap? So those are the questions. And are you ready? Are you game to step into the world of the caps?
Absolutely.
So what exactly are these caps? The basics are always a good idea, a good place to begin with, Sirshendu. What's the best way for our average investor to really understand these terms?
Well, this question about different market caps has been commonly asked by investors. Now, I would like to address this by beginning from the basics. Now, market capitalization, or market cap, which is commonly used for it, is a very quick and easy method for estimating a company's value, right? We invest in a company to basis its current value and look forward and enhance value over a period of time to derive the benefit of our investment, right? Now, if you look at market cap, it is simply multiplying the company's share price by the number of available shares. Now, let me take an example to explain that.
Right.
A company having, say, 10 shares with a current market price of 100 each would have a market cap of 1,000 rupees. Mm-hmm. So that's the arithmetic which is there for assessing the market cap and the value over there.
Okay.
As you are aware, investors usually cherry pick investment opportunities based on their investment goals, risk appetite, and also more importantly, the investment horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are the three categories as far as market caps are concerned, namely large cap, mid cap, and small cap.
Right.
A thorough understanding of this is very important, and it would help investors to devise their investment strategies in line or in tandem with their requirements.
Okay.
Now, let me begin with large cap. Now, large caps are typically the most stable companies, usually been around for a long time, and generally industry leaders. You know, they are the sort that, been there, seen that once.
Hmm.
Now, large cap companies generally reward investors with a consistent increase in share value.
Okay.
Now, the regulator, which is the Securities Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has kind of an articulated what would construe as a large cap.
Okay.
So it's the top 100 market capitalized companies are called large cap. And if I look, in the current market cap value, all of them are upwards of 40,000 crore as far as the market cap is concerned. So that's the large cap for you.
Okay.
The other one is the mid cap. Now, mid cap, as the name states, are essentially companies which have demonstrated a reasonable amount of growth and are still in the process of expanding further. These companies carry a relatively higher risk than their large cap counterparts, but are attractive still for their growth potential.
Okay.
They are the top 101 to 250th market capitalized companies. Okay. And if I look at, they have a market cap of over 10,000 crores as we see them today.
Okay.
So the third one is the small cap. Now, this is the particular part of the market which kind of excites, a lot many investors, mm-hmm. because these are the emerging businesses. They are generally small in size, but large in potential.
Okay.
And often risky and volatile. These companies, which are the small caps, offer a lot of potential, but their full potential is yet to be tested.
Right.
Currently, about the 251st company onwards to all the rest of the companies which are listed form part of what we call small cap.
Right.
So, as a rule of thumb, one can say that higher the market cap, the lower would be the volatility, and vice versa.
Right.
Now, if I may have to summarize this for you and for our listeners, large caps are the most stable, least risky, and offer reasonable growth.
Okay.
Mid caps offer higher growth and return potential, but have higher risk. Finally, small caps, on the other hand, offer the highest return possibilities, but are the most risky and also less liquid.
Okay.
So that's how, I would like to define large, mid and small cap companies.
You've told us about the volatility, risk associated, the potential, the return potentials involved with each of the caps, really. But which of these is the best performing and what sort of returns can the average investor hope for? I know you dwelt on it a little bit, but to, double click on that a little bit more would be useful.
Sure. So what we've done is we've done a kind of a return assessment of the large cap, mid and small cap indices from calendar 2010 till September 2021 to see what has been their long-term average return.
Right.
What we have seen is that the large cap index, has given generally a return of about 13.5%. That's the average return they have given.
Okay.
Mid cap around 19% and small cap about 17.5%. But what is more or rather most important to note is that different market caps perform differently in each period.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question, Sheetal. Which market cap you think will be the best performer in 2022?
In 2022? Mid-cap?
Yeah. So essentially what we all would try to do if that question is asked is, make a prediction or at best do a guesstimate of that, right? So what it means is that every year the winner keeps changing, and with the changing market conditions it is challenging for investors to gauge which segment will outperform say this year and which will outperform the next year down as well.
Right.
So investors would want to know about what can be the effective strategies that they can adopt to kind of an optimize their investment portfolio.
Okay.
Well, the answer lies in the old and proven wisdom of don't put all your eggs in one basket, or rather, don't put all your eggs in one market cap.
Right.
So that throws us the light on the concept of diversification. We feel that diversifying investments across different market caps is an effective way to reduce risk and at the same point in time, enhance the return of our portfolio.
Right.
A prudent investor would maybe always focus on diversifying rather than, predicting the market, which in fact, both of us tried
right.
and found that we are better off diversifying, right?
Right.
And an interesting fact is that there is a category in mutual fund called multi-cap.
Mm-hmm.
Which actually tries to do this job for us.
Right.
It's a diversified investment blend of all the three market caps. So what this strategy essentially provides is that it provides us the benefit of the higher growth potential, which mid and small cap companies provide, while aiming to reduce the volatility by its investment or exposure to large cap stocks.
Right.
It may be wise to evaluate one's investment need and make investment decision in accordance to it.
And clearly, I can see about four caps on my head right now. Actually, one cap, which is a multi-cap, which I would really opt for in this environment. Well, clearly, I've got warmed up with the topic in the spotlight today on MoneyWise, and that is understanding large cap, small cap, and mid cap funds. Stay tuned. We still have some more questions to ask Sushendu. Right now, it's a spot of trivia for all of our listeners.
You're listening to MoneyWise, successful investment ideas that create wealth. Did you know?
According to the Investment Company Institute, the total worldwide assets invested in regulated open-end funds as of 2020 was a staggering $63.1 trillion. In India, the mutual fund industry's assets under management saw a five-fold growth in the last 10 years, from Rs. 6.95 lakh crore on October 31, 2011, to Rs. 37.33 lakh crore as on October 31st, 2021.
Personal finance simplified only on MoneyWise.
The MoneyWise podcast continues with Sushendu Basu, who's product head at IDFC Asset Management Company. Now, with respect to safety, right, whatever the investment avenue, the concern of an average investor is the safety of their money. How safe is money in these caps?
Well, at the outset, I would want to remind you about the very true and important mutual fund disclaimer, which, you know, we all read and listen, which is mutual fund investments are subject to market risk. And this is very true. It's not kind of just for the sake of a disclaimer. It's very important for investors to understand the underlying risk of each and every investment they make. Now, market can be influenced by various factors. For example, market risk, global scenarios, and so on. And you know, currently, if we look at, we are still not out of the pandemic woods completely. What we have observed is that several investors often get nervous by the near-term market volatilities and tend to get swayed away by emotions. For example, you know, the end of October this year, we saw a bout of volatility. Right now, you know, in the markets, we are seeing some bit of volatility. Now, this may lead them to make irrational investment decision. However, for investors who understand the importance of staying invested in the market for the long term and building wealth, these short term fluctuations should actually be kind of an construed as a toothless tiger.
Right.
They're just a passing phase. Now, these investors who kind of take note of this are the ones who are, you know, completely focused on their goals and remain invested in the markets for being rewarded in the long run with relatively higher return.
Right.
You know, equity markets offer higher return, although with high volatility, and the best way to benefit from, you know, this expected higher return is not to time the market, but spend longer time in the market and in the process be beneficiary of the growth potential of the Indian capital markets.
You know, of what you've said over here, one thing really caught my attention, Sushendu, and I'm quite certain you haven't really thought of it. Yours is the first voice that I've heard say that sentence too, slowly. Mutual funds are subject to market risks. And usually you just hear it in a fast forward mode, but I'm so glad that we were able to listen to the entire sentence the way it is supposed to be said. But let's not digress from the subject. Now, this one is for the younger listenership that we have for MoneyWise. It's a very important question. Which is the best approach for the young, or perhaps I would use even the word inexperienced or a first-time investor indeed, if they're looking at A, quick growth, and B, long-term wealth creation? Because in my head, already I'm a bit confused because these two seem to be at a bit, you know, at odds in my head.
Sure. But, you know, at the outset, I must say that equity markets are for long-term wealth creation. And for quick growth, you have the casinos.
Oh, yes.
No, investors actually should look at a portfolio across the market caps, and it actually depends on the risk appetite of the investors. And the risk averse investors, maybe, the ones who are getting into equity investment for the first time, or even, seasoned investors who are predominantly investing into debt and, trying to add equity into their portfolio for a return as a return enhancers, should look at allocating to large cap stocks. As we mentioned a little while earlier, they have the least volatility, amongst all the market cap, and do offer reasonable return. On the other spectrum, on the other hand, the risk tolerant investors should allocate to mid and small caps, which offer higher return potential, albeit with elevated or higher level of risk. Mm-hmm. So with this, I would want also to highlight that it's a wise decision to start investing at an early age, and that will help one to make the most of market opportunities. Young investors are capable of taking higher risk, and by investing early, it could help them to earn reasonably higher returns in the long term. Because as a young investor, you have two benefits with you. One, your risk appetite can be higher. And second is that you can have more time for your investment, which will help you reap the benefit of compounding your investments. Now, these two things put together, if a young investor starts early, even with a small amount and kind of gradually builds it up, I'm sure they would be super benefited with the overall wealth they can create over a longer period of time.
It's interesting that you brought up the power of compounding, because that's and also starting your investment journey early on in life, because that's something that we've heard on our other episodes of MoneyWise from our other experts, Gaurav Parija and also Vishal Kapoor. So I'm glad that we are driving that point home over here. Now, that also brings me to wisdom, right? Learned wisdom and also earned wisdom. So what, according to you, Sirshendu, is the best of this for an investor who's looking at the market right now with regard to such an instrument? Any pointers that you can leave our listeners with?
Sure. So at this point in time, there are two things which come to my mind. First and foremost is, time spent in the market is most important than timing the market. Mm-hmm. The longer one stays invested is the outsized quantum of wealth creation opportunity one can have. So, again, equity investment actually gives you its true benefit when you invest over a long period of time. Do not consider it as a short-term investment avenue. Otherwise, one may not have a very, very, nice experience at time as well. So one needs to be very clear that an equity market investment is for the long-term investment, and that's where its true benefit would be derived. The second one is, since it is, and we saw that it's difficult to predict which market cap one should go for, one may be better off considering a diversified portfolio across market cap, so that there is a balance of market cap of large, mid and small in the portfolio, and thereby giving one an opportunity to reap the benefit of all the market caps in the portfolio, and therefore, leading to a better wealth creation opportunity over the long period of time.
On a final note, I've got to ask you, Sirshendu, what's your relationship with money? If you were to use one word or one phrase to explain your personal relationship to money.
It's a friend, a dear friend, which more importantly, a friend for need, and a true friend to fulfill my long-term needs.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for articulating it in that manner. A friend for your long-term aspirations and goals, a friend who is also there for you in need. That's what I'm hearing. Well, Sirshendu, we've clearly come away with a wealth of wisdom from you. In fact, I should say thank you so much for captaining this ship. I know it's a very bad pun, but sometimes we do that on the MoneyWise podcast, but we've understood what mid-cap, small-cap and large-cap are all about, volatility associated with each of these. Certainly the value in looking at diversification of portfolios on the power of compounding indeed and starting early as investors. All of this, we are hoping, will inform the decisions our investors make. So thank you so much, Sishendu, for joining us on MoneyWise today. And here's wishing you and the team the very best.
Pleasure is totally mine, Sheetal.
You're listening to MoneyWise, brought to you by IDFC Mutual Funds. Check out the rest of our series for more investment advice. Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.